now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
And there you go. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Whether you're on your way to work, whether you're at work, whether you're in school, no matter where you are, your devices and everything else, it's how you can get the Spano and Black Attack and all the great programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better to explain it to you than Mr. Joe Spano.
Well, Bob, there are a myriad of ways to take Sports Byline on the go with you, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app you can download to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. Again, that coveted app versatility, Android, Windows, Apple, a wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed, they do. Thanks for the service. Greatly appreciated.
On the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for a big Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The organization is excited about getting this deal done and getting it done before the 4th of July. Andrew's very deserving. It's a big number at 6 years and right at just about $140 million. And I think both sides accomplished, everything that we wanted to do, and it was a fair deal.
Well, that was the voice of Jim Irsay bringing us back to the Spano and Black Attack and commenting on the blockbuster deal that the Indianapolis Colts have signed Andrew Luck to. And that's how we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with us here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And we have a huge Thursday show on tap for you. The big focus of Hour 1 is going to be the National Football League, most notably the contract extension that was signed between Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts. We'll start there. At the back end of Hour 1, we'll dive into the latest from Johnny Manziel, and we'll weigh in with our thoughts on that. As we roll into hour number two, 10 after hour number two, we're joined by Fox Sports, voice of Major League Baseball and the National Football League, Joe Buck, along with Dr. Abel Torres. And we'll talk a little bit about skin cancer awareness and a whole lot about the NFL news and the same news we're going to talk about in hour one. We'll get Joe Buck's thoughts there and a little bit of Major League Baseball. And as we move along in hour two, we'll dive into some of the Major League Baseball stories, and then to take you home and wrap it up for Thursday, we'll give you the latest on NBA free agency. So that's pretty well the rundown of this two-hour extravaganza that we call the Spano and Black Attack, and that's this Thursday's edition, Bob.
No question about it, and speaking of Twitter, Jim Irsay scooped everybody by tweeting it out there. $140 million over 6 years, biggest contract in NFL history. Congrats to number 12. So he actually scooped himself. Put the word out there that Andrew Luck had agreed to the extension on an extension that, Joe, it's worth every penny of it. And we know Andrew Luck had a tough year last year between injury and everything else, but he is the future face in the National Football League in the quarterback position. He has become it in many ways. He, along with Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, there is a select group of guys. He is one of them. He deserves every single penny he's gotten.
Well, there's no question that this is a deal that he deserves despite the down year last year. There's also no question that this is smart business for not only Andrew Luck as he signs a record-breaking contract extension, but also the Indianapolis Colts in that you have a franchise quarterback who is just 26 years old, who, as a young quarterback, you've asked to do so much that you know he can build, if you keep the pieces around him, that he can certainly build upon the success he's had individually. And if you stock the team with enough talent, the team has the ability to have ultimate success. And with this signing, while it's a record-breaking deal, with the cap going up over the next few years, it's not one that is going to completely hamstring the Indianapolis Colts, as a lot of times these franchise quarterback deals can. The Colts will retain an ability to re-sign key pieces as they come up for free agency, and also add pieces as they need to and as holes appear, so that they can position themselves well for deep runs through the playoffs and perhaps ultimate success and hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, which is the goal of every franchise in the National Football League.
Yeah, no question about it. And look, I mean, the criticism of the organization was when they bottomed out and they got Andrew Luck, he immediately put them back into prominence again, and they haven't been able to build a good team around him, or at least a deep good team around him. As you said, the cap's going to go up, and that is so important with this negotiation. They will not be hamstrung. They will be able to go after free agents. They will be able to afford to keep players that they have under contract now who will be coming up for some paydays. This is really important for this franchise, and it financially it makes sense on both ends. He gets a top-heavy contract where he's going to be getting a lot of money in the first 3 years. And at the end of the contract, Joe, he'll be 32 years old, and he'll be able to jump back into the deep end yet again and explore another contract while he's in the prime of his career.
Yeah, it'll be the back of his prime, but we're seeing with great quarterbacks now that 34, 35, even 36, a lot of times, barring an injury, there's no appreciable slowdown and no appreciable erosion of their skills. So you're exactly right. He'll get another five-year deal, or perhaps even longer at 32. That'll take him all the way through, you know, the back nine of his career, as it were, and get you to the point where each and every year he maybe, if he does decide to stick around and be one of these guys that goes towards 40, where he's signing the 1 and 2 year deal to start based on how much he has left and how much longer he wants to play. But you're exactly right. With this deal, he'll have an ability at 32 to go hit the market again and get another big five-year mega deal. But in looking at this deal for the Colts and for Luck, as you talked about, not only is it a record deal overall as the contract extension, 6 years, $140 million, it's a record over the first 3 years of an NFL contract where Luck's going to receive $75 million as opposed to the $68.5 million that Eli Manning received, $68 from Philip Rivers. And you go on down the line, and there were some other great players who received $60-plus million in the first 3 years of their deal. Luck eclipses them all. He gets somewhere between $80 and $87 million in guarantees. It depends on which articles you read. Yeah. So, you know, he's going to get substantial guarantees, substantial money in the early years of the contract, where they also have the rest of the core pieces, or a lot of the core pieces of their offense, also locked up. So, and keeping the average annual value of the deal under $25 million ends up giving the Colts that much-needed flexibility.
Yep.
Yes, Andrew Luck wants to get paid, and he is getting paid a record amount of money. But if you notice, there was no acrimony in these negotiations, and while Luck got what he should have gotten and what he deserved as a 26-year-old player who is just starting to enter his prime, and who has put up great numbers through the first 4 years of his career, even excusing last year's injury-riddled season. He's a guy who's been asked to do so much by his club. Young quarterbacks are usually, even ones that show greatness, they're often allowed to grow into their role and grow into their job as franchise quarterbacks. Not Andrew Luck. He had to hit the ground running and be the franchise quarterback of this team right away. And he is asked to do so much, and he is such a pivotal part of the success and or failure of the Indianapolis Colts that he earned every penny of this record deal. Yet he was willing to not kill the Indianapolis Colts and take all their flexibility financially away from them going forward, and he's going to allow them to put a competitive team around him, all while getting paid with a record contract.
Yep, common sense. I mean, look, we saw what happened, and we talked about the early part of his career, and obviously this will continue on to the other side. But as good as he was, the physical pounding that he took in the first 4 years of his career finally caught up to him. And, you know, you can't continue to have that happen. I don't care if you're Superman. Eventually, it's going to catch up to you. He recognizes they have to be able to put a team around him. He's still getting his. Colts are still going to get theirs.
Right, which is why this is such a sound deal for both sides. And we'll continue to explore the benefits of this deal for both sides. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsBylineUSA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we're talking Andrew Luck's contract, and rightfully so. This is a big-time move for the organization. Not that they were going to let him walk, but it's one that works for both player and team, and the future looks bright for the Colts in a division, Joe, where a lot of teams are making moves and trying to get better. It used to be it was a given for the Indianapolis Colts, not so much anymore.
Well, not only is it not a given, I don't even consider them the favorite, but they made the move they needed to make. It was a smart move, and we were talking about it going into the break. again, the Colts did what they needed to do and what should have been done, and that was rewarding Andrew Luck, who at 26 is a quarterback clearly on the come, who has already done so much, and the impact that he has on the success and failure of the Indianapolis Colts is almost unmatched around the league, and certainly unmatched by a 26-year-old quarterback. What they ask him to do offensively is more than most young quarterbacks, even ones that are budding superstars, are asked to do. And that is what one of the things that makes him so darn valuable. And he gets the record-setting contract that he deserves. As you talked about, a lot of it's front-loaded. So they lock up some these key core young stars, get a lot of the money they're paying Luck out of the way early, and then when these guys are going to go back and hit the market, the Colts will be in a position to bring back that young core and add to it. You know, keeping the average annual value of this contract under $25 million a year, really, really important for the Colts in not taking away that flexibility. We've talked about it a lot in the salary cap era. One of the things that was pivotal for the success of both the 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks in the early years of Kaepernick and Russell Wilson's careers was the fact that they were getting elite quarterback play from guys that weren't getting paid elite quarterback dollars. You then have to go in and you were able to take all that money you would normally pay that quarterback and distribute it around your roster and fortify other positions. All of a sudden, you have to pay the quarterback, and it starts to strip away your depth, and we've seen that on both of those clubs. Now, with the Indianapolis Colts, they're paying their quarterback, but they didn't make this contract so onerous that there will be no ability for the Colts to fortify this team, improve the defense, keep core guys around. No, do they have the flexibility they had before you signed them? Absolutely not. And is this a huge deal? Sure it is. But Andrew Luck could have asked for almost any amount of money that he wanted, and the Colts would have had to give it to him. Because if the Colts didn't, somebody else would have. How often does a 26-year-old franchise quarterback, or by the time he would have hit the market after next season, he would have been a 27-year-old franchise quarterback, hit the market that's so pivotal to a developing team's success. Some team would have broken the bank and given him anything that he wanted, even if it would have killed their cap. So the fact that these two could work out because Luck wanted to stay there and be a part of something and Irsay wanted him there, that they could work out a deal where Luck gets that record and is the highest paid player in the game of football, gets the guaranteed money that he deserves. But at the same time, you don't kill the and destroy the Colts' salary cap situation, and you put the Colts in a position where they can make sure to build around you and help foster your success. A sound move by all sides, well done and well crafted by both sides and both teams here. The team that represents the player and the group that represents the team. Good, sound football judgment by all involved. Everybody benefits.
Yep, and it also goes in harmony with what they tried to do in the draft, Joe. Their offensive line next year is going to be Costanzo, Muhort, Hugh Thornton, Kelly at the center, and either Denzel Good or Joe Reitz at right tackle. The guys that they drafted, if they play out, and we'll have to see whether or not that happens or not, they're not going to get paid for a few years, too. Kelly, LaRaven Clark out of Texas Tech, guys that they hope can slot in. They're trying to build that wall around Luck because they finally wised up to the fact that if you can't keep him upright, you can't score points and you can't keep him on the field. So, you know, with Kelly, they're hoping they got another Manning-Saturday combination. And hopefully for the Colts, it plays out how they expect it to. It was wise decision-making. I think you put it very, very well. It benefits everybody. It was smart decision-making all the way around. Upper management, player, agent, coaches, the whole nine yards.
Now, while I don't necessarily think the Colts are the favorite going forward over the next few years to take over this division or retake control of this division, I think ultimately it's going to be Jacksonville. But that said, when you look at what the Colts have done, and you were talking about guys like Kelly and, you know, there's T.Y. Hilton. When you look at what they've done, they've locked up this entire young core. And what I mean is all the best pieces at each of the skill position, at each of the position areas on that offense are all locked up well into the future. Luck until 2021. T.Y. Hilton, he's undoubtedly their number one receiver. You locked him up till 2020. You talked about Anthony Costanzo. He's their best and most proven offensive lineman at this point. He's locked up till 2019. Dwayne Allen, he's their number one tight end. You know, he's a key inline blocker as well as their number two pass catcher at this point. Locked up till 2019. You talked about Ryan Kelly, locked up till 2019 on his rookie deal. And this entire, and I guess that right now is the core. That those are the best and most valuable offensive pieces for the Indianapolis Colts. And they're all locked up until at least 2019, some as far as 2021 in the case of Andrew Luck. And they're all young. The oldest of the bunch is Costanzo at just 27. Luck's 26. And a whole bunch of these other guys are 24, 25, and 26 years old. So the core is locked up for the foreseeable future and can grow together. And it's a young core that is just entering its prime years. So offensively, if they can build an offensive line, like you talked about, the sky's the limit offensively for this football team. And maybe, just maybe, it can be the thing that carries them back to the very top of the AFC South.
Well, they sure got the key piece, didn't they? I mean, it. And we talk about the fact maybe they're not the favorite. But in reality, when you have a top three quarterback in this league, you're certainly in a position each and every year, depending on how the injuries go for the other team, who underperforms, the whole nine yards. In reality, you should be there each and every year if the health of your quarterback is good. I think that's what the Colts have done. I agree with you. I look at Jacksonville. I see them as the more than likely the favorite. We see what's going on down in Houston. They're certainly a team on the come. But with Andrew Luck in position, he's the guy ultimately, until somebody proves otherwise, that's going to be the best quarterback in that division. And therefore, he's making Indianapolis always a player so long as he's healthy.
Yeah. Well said. And as Jim Irsay said, you know, I didn't play you his entire speech when we came out of the first break. It just would have been too long.
Right.
But so I played you about 30-odd seconds. But what he said a little later on was no out-of-whack cap numbers in the Luck deal. And I think that says it all. They'll have that flexibility. You know, you locked up a superstar. And as you said, a top-three quarterback or top-five quarterback like Andrew Luck can take you places that a lot of other people can – a lot of other teams that don't have that guy can only dream of getting to. So while I don't think they're the favorite, they're certainly in the mix – with that young core led by Andrew Luck of offensive players signed for the foreseeable future, not taking all the cap room to retain Luck, they're in a sound position. They're in good shape going forward to continue to try and fortify that offensive line, give Luck depth of weapons on the offensive side of the ball and continue to build that. But also going forward, they're going to have to continue to build and fortify that defense. They still lack edge pass rushers, and yep, that is something they're going to need to address in the not-too-distant future if they're not going to be wholly reliant on that offense. They do have to upgrade that defense now. They went to work on the offensive line this offseason, a lot of it through the draft. They now have Luck locked up and healthy. They've got their core pieces locked up and healthy as far as some of the skill position guys, and they have other key pieces that are there. Now, as they move along, it's developed that continuity on offense, get back to accomplishing great things on offense. Then they got to look ahead to this defense, and they have to address some of the issues there if they are going to be a complete team capable of winning that ultimate prize. But this was the first and most important step. You've locked up the cornerstone, and now they can move forward and do some of the other things they need to do over the next couple of years if they want to win that Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it's they were a given for so long that they were always in the playoffs with Luck. Not so much the case anymore. I mean, Blake Bortles had a terrific year last year. Mariota, you know what they're expecting out of him. Osweiler, of course, I think it'll take a little bit. He's transitioning into a new system, but he has one of the best offensive minds in the business as his head football coach. So preemptive strike, but I think you make great points about the depth issues that they have and also what they're able or not able to do on defense, which has been the problem since the beginning because they were in the playoffs from the time Andrew Luck hit the ground running.
Well said, Bob. I think we've covered the Andrew Luck signing top to tail. So on the other side, we'll switch off of Andrew Luck and go to a different kind of quarterback. He's Johnny Manziel. The mouth is open again, talking to TMZ. We'll tell you what he said next and what it means. That's all next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We've been discussing NFL quarterbacks, some successful, some not so much. And, Joe, you referenced the TMZ interview that Johnny Manziel did, and he seems to want to get back on the straight and narrow, but he's doing it from a strange location, partying down in Cabo.
Exactly right, Bob. You know, he mentioned to TMZ on Wednesday from Cabo San Lucas that he will be getting completely sober on July 1st. Well, I think you're being very kind, saying, well, he's doing it from a strange location. There was a post on one of the members, one of the persons staying at the house's social media account holding up a bag full of drugs. Johnny says, I don't even know that person. again, you know, one of the first steps in sobriety is changing some of the people you surround yourself with. You know, if you're struggling with addiction or whatever buzzword you want to use, well, you can't surround yourself with people that are partying. It's just not going to work. That's first of all. Second of all, after a train wreck of an off season like this, you can't just flip a switch and say, okay, on July 1st, I'm getting clean. Addiction and substance abuse just doesn't work like that. You know, there has to be an understanding of a rock bottom, an understanding of the issues at hand. So you can't go down to Cabo San Lucas, hang out with a bunch of people who are getting high and partying. You're doing the same thing with them. And then all of a sudden say, okay, I'm going to flip the light switch on July 1st and it'll all be fine. I'll get clean and sober. It just doesn't work like that. There's no awareness of his issues. There's been no rock bottom. What he's doing is what all addicts do. You want lip service? What do you want to hear? You want to hear that I'm going to clean up my act? Okay, I'm going to clean up my act. Now give me a job. And then what's going to happen is he'll do what he did the last time. The last time he went through all of this while still in the employ of the Cleveland Browns, they said, you have an issue and you need to go get help. I said, okay, you want me to go get help? Fine, I'll go get help. So he goes, he does a very short stay in rehab, and by all accounts, he's on the straight and narrow for a very short period of time. And then slowly but surely, the behavior gets worse and worse and gets more and more out of control until it is where it is now. So if you think he's going to turn it off like a light switch and this is all going to be fine, well, it's not. He's giving everybody lip service because he wants a job in the NFL. But his life is out of control. He doesn't realize it. He hasn't hit rock bottom. He hasn't come to grips with it. And in all reality, he doesn't deem that there's a problem, and he just wants everybody to leave him alone. And he wants what he wants, which is a job in the NFL. So he's giving everybody lip service and telling them what they want to hear.
So much stuff to explore here. I can't disagree with anything that you said. Nothing. However, there are a couple things that stick out for me. First of all, location, location, location. No, we're not talking about opening up a restaurant. We're talking about the fact you're down in Cabo partying with your friends. No, the drugs aren't mine. No, I don't know the girl. You know, the only thing he owned up to, maybe he owns the sunblock that she was showing in the picture. You know, that's number one. Number two, you'll notice that within the interview and also the things that he was talking about, how he's going to prepare. Well, July 1st is my deadline. All right. Well, usually you wait until after July 4th because it's a party weekend. But honestly, he goes, starting July 1st, no booze, eating right, and training like crazy. Okay, great. You're a world-class professional athlete. We would expect you to do that if you were completely straight, sober, and on the straight and narrow. That's just normal. There's no mention in anything that he's talking about how he's going about fighting the demons that have taken over his life.
Well, you know why, Bob?
He hasn't
acknowledged that there are any. He's
right.
Just saying, okay, I'm going to start training. I'm going to get myself into game shape. You know, I'll lay off the drugs and the booze. He hasn't acknowledged that there's any problem, and that's where it all starts. Trying to turn this on and off like a light switch is the big problem. The fact that he hasn't come to grips with that there's a real issue at hand.
No question about it. His father calls him a druggie. He's got issues right there. What he needs to do is get into a program, an extended program. Get his life right. And then he can start talking about everything else that he wants to talk about. But as we said, there's just no recognition of the fact that he has an issue. It seems as if he just believes that he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants to do it, not pay any consequences. And then all of a sudden, when training camp's getting ready to roll around, get himself all clean and sober, go to training camp, go into some team's camp that needs a quarterback or a backup quarterback. I'm sure at this point he'd be happy to just be employed. and just go on his merry way. There's not a team in the league that will take any kind of a flyer on him this season until he proves he is completely clean and sober. And not just by he says he's clean and sober, by going through everything, the process, the counseling, the therapy, everything else that is involved in it, and the drug testing and all the other things, before any other team will even take a look at him. If he thinks he's going to be employed this upcoming NFL season, he is literally out of his mind.
Well, Bob, with sobriety comes setbacks, and I think we all know that. So if somebody gambles on Johnny Manziel and there's a setback, that doesn't mean they're going to wash their hands of him.
True.
But before you can get an organization to take a chance on you, you have to come to grips with the fact that there is an actual problem. You have to get past the fact that you feel, and you saw the Instagram post the other day. He feels that we're all, and when I say we all, forget about us being, you know, being media people, but those close to him, and he feels that everybody's bugging him, and he feels that he's being unjustly targeted. And you could tell that by the tone of the Instagram post. From his father to the two agents that fired him to the Cleveland Browns on down the line. He doesn't feel there's a problem. He doesn't really understand why he's unemployed. He doesn't see the chaos that's going on in his life. So the reality is all of a sudden TMZ cameras in front of you because they found where you are because you made sure to let everybody know where you are. So they're like, hey, okay, we'll send a camera crew down there. Johnny likes to talk. And you get this nugget. You know, I'll be completely sober on July 1st. Okay, there's the lip service. That's what we all want to hear. And in his, you know, drug and alcohol-addled brain, he says, well, now all of a sudden they'll hear that I'm getting back in shape and that I am completely sober and somebody will offer me a job. Well, the brains of those in the front offices of these 31 remaining NFL teams, because the Browns will never bring them back, their brains are not as drug and alcohol addled as Johnny Manziel's. So they're not going to be fooled by the line of garbage that Johnny Manziel's given them because he doesn't feel he has a problem. He feels he's been unjustly targeted. And all of this just boils down to lip service. You know, he hasn't made any real steps. No. He never talked about cutting the people out of his life that are complicit in this behavior. He's never acknowledged that my dad is right and I really do have a problem. I'm going to address help. He just all of a sudden, yeah, I'll start eating right now. You know, let me get my beach body on and, you know, let me get completely sober and get back to work. You know, he just doesn't get it. He doesn't realize he has an addiction problem. And every addict does this before they come to grips. What do you want to hear? I'll tell you. And they do it. And until they decide that it's really time to get help and that they really bottom out, how many times do you hear the lip service from the addict? And even if this is real and he does have a desire to stop, it's going to be one of those where he starts eating right for a while and he lays off the stuff, but he really doesn't get away from the people, so it's kind of around him. And he's good for a few weeks or a few months. Then it's like, well, I guess I can have a drink. I can do this. And the next thing you know, it spirals out of control worse than ever over the course of a few months. So until he comes to grips with a real problem and he stops telling people what they want to hear and he does something to take care of himself, not because I want it, not because you want it, not because Dad wants it, not because it'll get him a job, but because he has come to grips with the fact that he has a real problem that is having a negative impact on his life, nothing is going to change. No one will be fooled. And Johnny Manziel will not be in football. And maybe more importantly, Johnny Manziel may not continue to live.
Yep.
You know, the guy's got far-reaching problems that he's not close to remedying. So football is the least of his concerns. I know why he gave us the lip service, and I know what he wants. Nobody's fooled. It's not going to work until he realizes he has a real problem. And as you said, it's not the quickie 21 or 28 days, get out, start all over again. The guy needs extensive help. The guy needs to put himself somewhere for an extended period of time. And then after he gets out, he needs meetings and he needs counseling. And he needs to make fundamental changes in his life. And until he does that, all this talk and all this bluster, it will mean nothing for him. He will not get employed in football. And unless he makes some radical changes, you know, it's unfortunate, but we may be talking about Johnny Manziel in the past tense. And at some point in the not too distant future, we may be doing one of those eulogy shows that we've done for a lot of sports legends over the years for one Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, it's a distinct possibility. And look, you know, when you look at it from the perspective of here's a guy who not only has not hit rock bottom, but actually has the means and the wherewithal, if he would recognize that he has a problem, to get it dealt with. You know, the NFL has reached out to him. Troy Vincent has talked about how he has made phone calls to Johnny Manziel and is not getting any return. He was on 610 in Philadelphia and made a comment about the fact that, you know, when you look about the challenge of getting to Johnny and you go to bed at night and you're thinking about you're trying to help somebody and they're not even willing to meet you halfway, that's one of the biggest problems right there. His father is a man of means. They could help him out there. Johnny has his own checkbook. They could help him out there. The NFL has not gone away in this. They are concerned about the individual. They do want him to get help. They are trying to reach out to him and help him. And when a parent talks about losing his son to substance abuse, you know there's a real problem. Joe, he's been in different states all over the country. They never know where he is at one given moment. Now he's down in Mexico. He doesn't want to be helped. He doesn't want to be found. He doesn't want anybody to assist him right now. And unfortunately, the only person who is in a position to change that is Johnny Manziel himself. And until that happens, he is on a short list to doomsday. And it's, you know, he can talk about eating right and physical. Look, he's a young man. He has a young man's body. He may be able to withstand this for a period of time, depending on what he's doing and how much he's doing of it. But the reality is, eventually, it'll catch up to him. He's not going to be employed by the league. And whether or not he ends up, as you said, being one of those guys that we're eulogizing is entirely up to him. But everybody is making the effort to reach out to him. The league, even the Browns have done it. And
oh, this,
you know,
is
he,
way bigger than football, like you said. This
is about a human being.
And, you know, everybody's gone two-thirds of the way. He won't even come a quarter of the way. So, you know what? At this point, everybody's like, hey, we've done what we can. You know where we are when you're ready to find. The only way anybody can track him down is on social media when he makes it known where he is. We'll kind of wrap up this story and wrap up the hour on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now, 1-800-427-0183, 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183, 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Sonny Roberto out on the coast, and we're talking to some Johnny Manziel as well. We should, Joe, and it's a shame. Look, you and I, when he came into the league, we both thought he was going to be a pretty talented quarterback and certainly had ability. He's just one of those guys, you look at him and he's a football player. But now the football player is on the back burner. The man, the human being, is on the front burner, and time is cooking. He's got real issues he needs to deal with. You know, it's all well and good. Let's see what happens after the July 4th weekend. I'm sure there'll be some more tweets and some more TMZ and some more everything. But there's going to be a lot more written to this story unless he gets professional help, and not in a good way.
Couldn't have said it better, Bob. So I'm really not going to add anything here other than to say, don't believe the lip service, because that's exactly what it is, lip service. This is the classic case. If you've ever had anybody around you that deals with substance abuse issues but isn't ready to come to grips with their substance abuse issues, they will tell you whatever you want to hear so long as you'll give them what they want. And that's what this is. So if you think it's anything more, it's not. And if you think it puts him anywhere at all, any closer to being back in the NFL, it doesn't, for a couple of reasons. Number one, the organizations know it's lip service. Number two, this is now a work 12 months a year league. By saying I'm going to get back, I'm going to get clean and sober and back into shape come July 1st, shows me you don't have the work ethic to be my quarterback, because it's 12 month a year league and you don't work 12 months a year. Take it right there.
Yep.
That's where we'll leave it as we step aside from hour one. And we got a big hour two coming up, but we do have to step aside right now here on Sports Byline. But Bob and I will shortly be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
I think we still have a ways to go before we're able to say that we have made some significant progress against them.
That's CIA Director John Brennan, who says the deadly terror attack at Istanbul Airport shows that ISIS remains a serious global threat. And we're now learning from a Turkish official that authorities have detained 22 people now in connection with the bombing at the Ataturk Airport. 13 suspects rounded up in Istanbul, 9 in another part of the country. John Brennan talking about the difficulty in preventing attacks by these suicide bombers.
When individuals are committed to carry out these attacks, these so-called suicide attacks that kill and maim so many people, they really don't have to worry about an escape route.
No one claiming responsibility for that attack. The U.S.-led coalition is pounding ISIS forces after this week's deadly attacks. They've killed at least 250 fighters, destroying 40 vehicles. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%
beef.
They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
The Department of Veterans Affairs says it's opposing a proposal to help World War II veterans who claim they were exposed to mustard gas. Senator Claire McCaskill introducing the Arla-Harrell Act to require the VA to prove that a veteran was not exposed to the harmful gas in order to deny benefits. Currently, the burden's on those vets to prove that they were exposed to mustard gas. St. Louis will soon see the nation's first mobile gun storage unit.
It's an armored truck that will be parked outside the Busch Baseball Stadium so fans can store their guns during games. Guns are not allowed inside the ballpark.
It's safety and accountability. Those are our two focuses.
The idea for a place for people to store their guns outside of Busch Stadium came from the shooting of fellow veteran Chris Santa.
Seeing Chris Santa shot, I was like, what can I do? What resources I can bring to the table to try to, as on a civilian side, offer a service for people so that they feel safe.
9 months later, the country's first mobile safe storage is ready to roll. I'm Tammy Rose.
And this is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Authorities in Montana say a grizzly bear killed a man who was riding a bicycle near Glacier National Park. The Flathead County Sheriff's Office says the attack happened yesterday when 38-year-old Brad Treat and another man were riding their bikes outside the town west of West Glacier in the northwest part of the state. Still not quite too late to book a getaway for the 4th of July. USA Radio's Chris Farns reports from Washington.
You know, there's a great way still that you can get some fares if you act now for 4th of July travel or right after that.
Fare compares, Billy Sanchez says that especially goes if you're not looking to travel that far.
Especially if you're going to be flying 90 minutes away from your home.
Sanchez says he can still find some great airfares around the U.S. for as low as $200, but he says expect to pay a lot if you don't book quickly.
If you're not booking by today or tomorrow, expect to pay extreme premium prices.
And Sanchez has one last piece of advice.
Look for bundles, right? There's also last-minute bundles of airfare, hotel, and cars that you can get a great deal on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Michael Phelps is going to be the first American man to compete in 5 Olympic Games. The 18-time gold medalist winning the 200-meter butterfly final at the U.S. Olympic Trials in Omaha, Nebraska to qualify for Rio. The 30-year-old Phelps will also swim the 100-meter butterfly and 200-meter individual medley at the trials. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, we can do that, or we can stand up, or we can sit in our chairs and talk to you. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. We've got a big hour, too, in front of us, Joe, including right off the bat, Joe Buck. And he's going to be talking to us about skin cancer, and then we'll delve into the world of sports as well. So let's set it up, because we've got a huge hour, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
You're exactly right, Bub. Bob.
Yeah. Whoever. Bob. Uncle Bub, my three sons. Scott would enjoy that reference.
There you go. You're exactly right, Bob. Right at the top on the other side, Joe Buck and Dr. Abel Torres will join us, and we'll spend a little time talking about skin cancer awareness in these summer months. It's always an important topic. And then we'll get into some NFL football and Major League Baseball as time permits with Joe Buck. In the middle segment of hour number two, we'll talk Major League Baseball, as there's some great stories coming out of Major League Baseball as the All-Star break and the halfway point of the year are right around the corner. And then we'll finish it up in the 40 after the hour segment talking NBA, as there's all kinds of rumors and potential news about who's landing where. And we'll cover all of it, you know, at the back end of hour number two. So that's kind of the rundown for the hour here. Again, starting at 10 after the hour, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, right on the other side with Joe Buck and Dr. Abel Torres. A little skin cancer awareness, a little sports, MLB and NFL notably. We stay with the MLB, and then we wrap it up talking NBA. And right on the other side, we're going to be joined by the aforementioned Joe Buck and Dr. Abel Torres, and we're going to talk, as we said, skin cancer awareness, Andrew Luck, Johnny Manziel, and a little MLB. All that is next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack. You're checking us out on Sports Byline, and we'll be back to talk to Joe Buck and Dr. Abel Torres right after this.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year.
A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone's going to hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by the voice of Major League Baseball, voice of the National Football League, Joe Buck, and for these purposes, the voice of skin cancer awareness, Dr. Abel Torres. Welcome, folks. Nice to have you on board.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for joining us this morning. A very apt discussion to be had on something that's in everybody's mind as summer is officially here. Dr. Torres, skin cancer awareness, it's something that all people should be aware of and the exposure or lack thereof that people should do as the summer months approach. Talk about the big overall picture as far as what people need to be aware of.
Sure. So the big picture is, you know, skin cancer is the most common cancer in the United States. It's estimated that 8,500 people are diagnosed daily with skin cancer, and one out of five Americans will develop it in their lifetime. And sadly, one person dies every hour of melanoma. And yet, the major risk factor for this, which is ultraviolet light from the sun or artificial sources, is preventable. We can prevent that. And the American Academy of Dermatology recommends that when you're outside, you do the following things. You seek shade, especially between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. when the sun is strongest. Use protective clothing like long sleeves, a wide-brimmed hat, and the sunglasses. And for the exposed skin, use sunscreen, which is broad-spectrum, water-resistant, with an SPF greater than 30, reapplying it every 2 hours, especially after swimming or excessive sweating.
Well, Joe, I mean, Dr. Torres has given us some of the great 411 on how to protect ourselves and how common skin cancer is. Tell us why you ended up getting involved in this very important skincare awareness campaign.
Well, my mom was diagnosed with melanoma a few years ago, and thankfully she detected it early. She got it taken care of, and it seems like all of it's behind her. But it certainly made our family, my sister and myself and our extended family, more aware of it. And I've been getting checked regularly. I had precancer cells taken off part of my face, part of my chest, and it's something that we all need to pay attention to. And, you know, free screenings are available. Just go to spotme.org website, and you can take care of that. And it's something that you can diagnose yourself. I think the main thing, Joe and Bob, is, you know, I think we all tend to get a little lazy with sun protection and with sunscreen. And if you're diligent about it, this is something that doesn't have to affect you at all. But we have to be diligent about it.
No question about it, and athletes themselves are exposed to it each and every day. So let's go to the field. Huge signing in football, Andrew Luck by the Colts. Friendly in many ways for both sides, financially for Andrew Luck and financially for the team as well. Nice and pleasant surprise for fans of the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, and I think it just points out how hard it is to find a quarterback. You know, when you start seeing the guys that get recycled in the NFL, you realize that the teams are just
hungry for that guy to be the signal caller. This is a quarterback. This is an offensive-driven league. And if you don't have that guy, you saw it in the past draft, what teams have to give up and are willing to give up to trade up and get a guy they hope is good. You know Andrew Luck is good. He's grown up around it with his dad, Oliver, having been an NFL quarterback. And he got rewarded for not just being, I think, a good player, but I think a good citizen as well. So I'm with you. I think it's a good deal for both sides. And the Colts don't have to worry about the quarterback position like they didn't forever when Peyton Manning was the guy calling the signals there.
Joe, and we're joined by the voice of Fox Sports, Major League Baseball coverage, and NFL coverage, Joe Buck, along with Dr. Abel Torres. Joe, you never shy away from strong opinions. And the other quarterback we've been talking about thus far this morning is Johnny Manziel and the lip service he put out there about suddenly cleaning up his act and getting back into football shape. Do you see this as anything other than lip service? And will this lip service move him any closer to getting a job with an NFL franchise? Or are they not fooled and they realize it's a 12-month-a-year business? And the only one that doesn't realize that is Johnny Football.
Yeah, I think I'd be stunned if Johnny Manziel becomes a competitive, successful quarterback in the National Football League. When his own father, forget what we're talking about on radio, forget me answering the question. When his own father says he's worried about him and doesn't think he'll live to see his, whatever it was, 24th birthday, 23rd birthday, then you know that this is something that is more serious than playing for the Browns or playing for somebody else. This is a young man who is spiraling downward. And when I don't know a lot about addiction, but when you start putting a specific date on it and saying, well, come July 1st, I'm going to really take it seriously, that means that being drafted in the first round by the Browns, that didn't make you take it seriously enough. That means that getting a start in the NFL, that didn't make you take it seriously enough. But now trust me this time. And, I'm scared for the guy because I haven't heard bad things about him as a person. But, this is a young man whose life is in danger. And I just hope that, he wakes up. I don't know what it'll take because he's had a lot of mistakes. But we'll just wait and see. I think football should be the furthest thing from that kid's mind.
No question about it. But, Joe, when you're doing your prep, you're around the coaches, you're around the staffs, you're around executives, you're around the players. If he's able to straighten his life out, if he's able to get back into being a human being first and then a football player, how would a team trust him to stay on the straight and narrow? And do you know of anybody within the league that would trust him, even though it's a success-oriented business?
Yeah, you think about the big article that came out, I think it was ESPN the magazine, with Jerry Jones saying that basically his son, Steven, had to pin him down to the chair so that they didn't draft Johnny Manziel in the first round when he kept slipping. He kept slipping. I was friends with the Rams guys. They were in a position to draft him, and they were told by coaches that had him in college, steer away from Johnny Manziel. And the Browns took the bait. And, you can sign somebody. You're going to sign him for nothing and see if he stays clean. But how much can you trust a franchise with somebody who can't make good on being a first-round pick? It wasn't important to him enough, or he's dealing with addiction. He's got to get the addiction taken care of. And then we'll see, but I'm with you. I mean, in a success-driven league, in a quarterback-starved league, you have to be in a pretty bad spot to not be desirable by every team in the league, and that's where he is right now.
Joe, our time's a little short, but I want to hit you with this one before we let you run. The Cleveland Indians, man, red hot. They've got great pitching. We knew that coming into the year. Our big concern was, would they hit enough? And they're really limited in the outfield. Do you think they can keep this going? Obviously, the win streak will end at some point. But do you think they can keep it going and ride it into the postseason? or do you see them having to make some major changes, like at the deadline, adding a bat or two? What do you see as the future for the red-hot Cleveland Indians right now?
Yeah, I see the second part. I see them adding at the trading deadline, and I think there are going to be some players out there. You know, there are some really bad teams in Major League Baseball, and you can put the Yankees are climbing onto that list, and at some point here soon, they're going to have to make a decision. I would consider it an opportunity for, if I were the Yankees, to really get younger and get better. They're not good enough to be a factor in the postseason in 2016, so start shedding players. And there are other teams, Cincinnati, San Diego, Atlanta could make moves. And if you're Cleveland, there's opportunity out there. But that good young pitching, it's really hard to overlook that. So they have the ability to get to the postseason and through the postseason because of those arms. And you know who's from Cleveland right now? Dr. Abel Torres, who's going to tell you to go to spotme.org and check yourself for skin cancer awareness, and you can get a free screening there.
Perfect way to wrap it up. Take it away, Dr. Torres.
Yeah, so like you said, spotme.org will give you information about it, but you should do frequent skin exams yourself because you can spot the warning signs of melanoma and abnormal moles. Basically, look, if you see a mole that's changing in size, shape, color, symptoms, make an appointment to see a board-certified dermatologist, and then go to the swapme.org for more information of how to get free screenings.
Guys, thanks so much for a few minutes. Thanks for hitting a Grand Slam home run with us on all fronts. You guys have a safe and healthy 4th of July holiday, and we hope to talk to you both very, very soon. Thanks so much for a few minutes.
Thank you.
All right, guys, thanks.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Joe Buck, Dr. Abel Torres joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, Bob, we'll go to the diamond ourselves and piggyback a lot of what Joe talked about in this segment. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you want to join the fray, dial us up at 1-800-878-PLAY or hit us up on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
Well, we are. That was a good interview, man. Real good
interview. It really was, Bob. I mean, Joe Buck giving us some incredible insight, and him along with Dr. Abel Torres giving us some great awareness of skin cancer awareness in these, you know, in these summer months. It's always something to keep in mind. We covered a lot of ground in just 10 minutes. His thoughts on the Andrew Luck signing, his thoughts on Johnny Manziel, and some nice insight into the draft process and some things that he knew that a lot of us didn't know. And then his thoughts on the Cleveland Indians, number one, and some teams that at the deadline should sell. And, you know, if we had time, I would have went more into the Yankees. But, boy, from his mouth to God's ears on the Yankees, every Yankee fan that really is a Yankee fan and has been spoiled by their success, we really want the Yankees to be sellers this year. And Joe alluded to it. They can set themselves up for the next 5 to 10 years as a real contender every year for a world title. Much the way when George was suspended and the Yankees had bottomed out, how they were able to do that under Stick Michael. And that led to the run from 1996 on forward. Well, this team is old. They're expensive. They're not particularly talented. And they're not going to make any real noise. But they're fortunate and they have quite a few pieces to sell that can get you a king's ransom and turn around the fortunes of your franchise almost instantly. And Andrew Miller, an Aroldis Chapman, a Carlos Beltran, who got hurt yesterday. Yep. You know, if they get him healthy, a Carlos Beltran, a CC Sabathia, if you can get him to waive a no-trade clause, because he wants to go to a contender one more time before he rides off into the sunset. And Ivan Nova in a market where there is no starting pitching. You know, those guys right there, and particularly the first three I mentioned, the two closers and the resurgent Carlos Beltran, those three guys could get you a king's ransom that could put you in a position where you'd get, between the three guys, somewhere between 10 and 12 prospects that are all in the top 10 of their respective minor league franchises. A handful of those guys would be in the top five, and a handful of those guys would be ready to contribute right away. Very much the way the Tigers did last year when they made the Cespedes and Price trades. And you can see those paying the immediate dividends, and there's guys directly behind those guys in the farm system. The Yankees need to break the bank like that. It will shape the fortunes of the New York Yankees for a decade. If they stand pat or become buyers in a market that won't change them enough, they're just going to keep fixing it with a Band-Aid and going nowhere fast.
Well, I don't think they're going to be buyers. However, one advantage the Yankees have over almost all other franchises except the Dodgers and the Red Sox is they're willing to throw money around all over the place. So even if they decide to sell off their big-ticket items and they can find buyers, they'll always reinvest in the free agent market down the line, and they'll still bring marquee guys in and overspend for some and spend appropriately for others. So it's not like they will be bereft of stars going forward, but it is opportunity for them. Unfortunately for the fans, my opinion is they're going to wait until the trade deadline and literally sit on the trade deadline. They're a game under 500. They're only 3.5 out of the second AL wild card. So to them, that means
but how many teams do they have to hop over?
Now, I know, but I'm saying 3.5 games out, to them, that means they're in contention. And the philosophy of the Yankees has been never to sell while they're still in contention. And even though it's the proper baseball thing to do, I believe they're going to wait literally right up until the 23rd and a half hour in order to make said moves, and they will have to be completely out of it if they're going to make those moves. It's the right thing to do, but I think they're going to hold on as long as they can before they pull the trigger.
Yeah, you know, Bob, I agree with you. I'm not even convinced they sell, even though it makes so much sense. It's just not their MO. You know, if there's any way that they can say we're in this thing, they're not going to sell, unfortunately. And it's because they want to make sure that those very coveted and expensive seats behind home plate aren't completely empty whenever you see that shot from behind the center field fence. You know, that is something that does influence the Yankees, tickets sold and all of those things. But the realities are this fan base wants them to stop with the Band-Aid fixes. They realize this team is not good enough to go anywhere. If they're lucky, they'd creep into the playoffs, but I think the chances of that happening are even remote. So I would love to see them sell. And Aroldis Chapman and Andrew Miller, a Carlos Beltran and Ivan Nova, if you can get Sabathia to take a no trade, to waive his no trade clause, I'd like to see all these veterans go. And I'd like to see them stock the roster with guys that are in AAA right now, that are on the cusp of breaking out onto the major league level, and also have some of these prospects they get be a couple of years away. Again, take a look at what the Detroit Tigers did last year when they decided they weren't in it for a year, and use that at the model and see the early dividends that can pay, but also the dividends it can pay down the line. And with their two closers in particular in that bat, they will not lack suitors. You know, you looked at the Rangers who ended up falling to the Yankees last night because their bullpen couldn't close it out. They got the worst bullpen in baseball with almost a 5 ERA. You have a whole bunch of teams around baseball that you have. The Nationals would love to get a hold of those closers. If the White Sox stay in it, they would love to get a hold of those closers. The Cubs would love to get a hold of those closers. So they could certainly trade those closers without an issue and get a king's ransom for them. There's no good starting pitching coming available at the deadline. So this would be a great opportunity for the Yankees to unload some of these arms that aren't going to be a big factor into their future and get something for them. And of course, you know, we were talking about the Indians and their need for bats. Well, they need outfield bats in particular. Carlos Beltran, who could also play DH, would be a perfect fit for them.
Yep, absolutely. You know,
then buy out A-Rod, bring up Aaron Judge, see what he's got, start getting these young guys some play. I would love to see the Yankees do that. I'm not convinced they will, just because I know their modus operandi. They never sell.
Yeah, no, I mean, ultimately, everything you talked about is encapsulated in that last statement. They never sell. But eventually, they're going to have to. And you talked about the sabbatical of George and Stick Michael being able to rebuild that organization. Well, the one thing that Brian Cashman has going for him in this situation is he can legitimately turn to the Steinbrenner sons and go, look, I took the opportunity here. I tried to rebuild the bullpen on the model of the Kansas City Royals. I felt we were going to have enough hitting, just enough starting pitching, have the bridge to get to where our bullpen could shut it down, and we were going to be in contention all year. If it goes until August 1st and it plays out how we expect it to, it's going to end up not being the case. But he can say he legitimately made the effort. He can also do exactly what we were talking about and what we were both big fans of, something that worked for both sides. The Mets got Cespedes. Detroit got players that they can use down the future, and they did it with other teams as well. He can point directly to that model and say, look, we're not going to be down and out for an extended period of time. It may not even be a full season. We may be able to get some major league ready guys that we can plug in with guys like Starlin Castro, guys like Didi Gregorius, and put them on Brett Gardner and put them on the field quickly. And we'll still compete in the American League East. We'll still compete for the playoffs. And then you guys can break the checkbook out and sign some of the free agents that are going to be out there. If not this year, the following year when some big-name guys hit the market. It's a sell that Cashman can do, I'm not saying wholesale changes, but there are enough three or four guys on that roster where they can make it work. And I think August 1st, he can sell it.
They are wholesale changes, Bob. That's the realities. And we'll carry this discussion of Major League Baseball into the other side before we switch gears to basketball. Now, they are wholesale changes because what you're doing, if you're going to model it off of what the Detroit Tigers did, and I think they should, the blend of prospects, you know, they have to be top prospects, some of them. Some of them have to be a step down from that. Nothing below a second-level prospect. And there also has to be a blend of guys that are on the AAA level now and ready to jump into the major leagues either immediately or at the first pitch of the 2017 season. And then there has to be a blend of guys that are a couple of years away. It can't be all guys that are 2 and 3 years down the line. Model yourself after what the Detroit Tigers did, and you'll hit a home run because they've had guys that paid immediate dividends in Fulmer and Cessna. And, you know, their trades were very sound. And if Cashman patterns himself after that thought process, the Yankees won't be down for long because they have a couple of young prospects in their farm system that are near or at the point where they're ready to come up. So the 2017 Yankees would be very encouraging if they sell. Big question is, will ownership let Brian Cashman do it? I think he knows he should. It's all on ownership now. It's something we'll have to watch as the deadline approaches. More baseball on the other side before we flip to the NBA. That's next on the attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack.
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. We're talking some baseball. Joe, you had a couple of things you wanted to finish up on before we swing to the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, we've exhausted the talk on the Yankees, but if you remember at the back end of our interview with Joe Buck, we talked about the Cleveland Indians, and you know, going into this season, I know I had predicted some pretty big things for them, and it was because of their pitching, and their pitching certainly hasn't let them down by any stretch of the imagination, and they are just on a terrific run right now. You know, I think they've won 11 straight and perhaps on their way to more, and it's been because of that brilliant pitching. Their hitting, it's okay, but they need more hitting, and they need some help in the outfield, so I've got to figure the Indians are buyers at the deadline, and if they buy a bat or two that can really fortify their lineup with the way they pitch, perhaps extend that bullpen as well, they could be absolutely lethal because they have great starting pitching, and it has performed this year.
Yeah, it sure has. And, you know, look, this is in today's bandbox world. It's a pitcher-friendly park that they operate in. It's balanced, but it tilts a little bit towards the pitching. Indians exploit that. They have a terrific roster. They have a stable of young and veteran pitchers that really get it done. Yeah, they do need to add a couple of bats. It's fun what's going on in the Central right now in the American League, because there's teams just abound that are competing this year, and it's a good time. I think they would be a good dance partner with the Yankees. They can probably get a guy like Beltran, who would fit in quite well. Do you think they could pry a guy like Brett Gardner away from them? Younger, the price would be a little bit higher. Covers good ground out in the outfield, so defensively it would benefit them, and he can hit as well.
Yankees would be happy to get rid of Brett Gardner if they get somebody to take him. I think the Brett Gardner ship has long sailed for the Yankees, and I think they regret not moving him a year or two ago. So if they wanted Brett Gardner, he can be had. But I don't think he's the kind of impact hitter that the Cleveland Indians need. I think the Carlos Beltran direction is where they'd like to go. And you say he would cost them a little more, a little less than Brett Gardner. I disagree with you completely. With his playoff experience, the fact that he's a proven power veteran bat who's come up big in the playoffs, I understand he's a rental, but he's not coming cheaply, and because there's not going to be that many big time bats coming out there. There'll be a few. But you're not getting Carlos Beltran for cheap if the Yankees decide to sell him. That's for sure. And you're certainly not going to get him for cheaper than you would get a Brett Gardner, who's, you know, really on the downside and is a guy who has trouble even getting out on the field for the Yankees every day because of his limitations in hitting left-handed pitching.
Yeah, well, that's come to fruition with him, and it didn't used to always be that way. But, you know, again, you're also talking about a rental player as opposed to some guy who's under your control for a while. I don't know. I put more value in Gardner than some people do. I think he's still got some baseball in front of him.
Well, I'm not saying he doesn't have baseball in front of him, but I need a difference-making bat. Brett Gardner's not that. Carlos Beltran is.
Well, what I'm
That's
saying
the
is,
difference.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is in that ballpark and the way that team is put together, better defense, speed, and an ability to get on base when he's healthy. You know, I'm not saying he's more valuable than Beltran. It's apples and kumquats. But I think the price would be comparable.
Ice cream and horse manure, really.
Well, not think really. About it. I wouldn't call Brett Gardner horse manure.
Well, I mean, this is one where we're going to agree to disagree. If you're a team that lacks power, lacks the ability to score runs, you know, why am I trading for Brett Gardner? You know, I mean, so I mean, if somebody willing to pay for him and come to the Yankees, they'd be happy to unload him.
Oh, you no know, question they about
wish
it.
They wish they had unloaded him 2 years ago. You know, they kept him, they coveted him, they valued him. And, you know, so if somebody like that came to the Yankees and said, we want Brett Gardner, please take him and his .259 batting average and five home runs and 15 RBIs off our hands.
Yep. Well, I don't think you're getting the mother load for either one of them because of the particular status they're in. But like I said, I just think it's comparable value. Where the mother load is in that bullpen for the Yankees, and all teams that are looking for help in that area, they're going to have to pony up and pony up in a big way.
Well, I mean, that's a given, but if you don't think you're getting big value for Carlos Beltran, who's hitting two, once he's declared healthy and has shown that he can still play right field, at 297 batting average, 15 doubles, 19 homers, 53 RBIs, and a 297 average, a 336 on base percentage, and a 570 slugging percentage in a sport where nobody hits for power anymore. So you're going to get a lot of value for Carlos Beltran, even as a rental player, as teams are starving for offense.
Yep, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
All right. Let's move on. I gave you my thoughts on the Indians. They would be a nice trade partner for the Yankees, whether it be one of those bats or a piece of that to add to that bullpen. Problem is, if the Yankees do sell, they're going to get a lot of competition for some of those pieces. The Cubs will pay the mother load. The Rangers will pay because they have to fortify that bullpen. The White Sox, if they stay in it, they'll want to add. Even maybe the Astros decide they want to add a piece to their bullpen. The Dodgers need to add a piece to their bullpen. So when it comes to selling those two closers or those two pieces of their bullpen, they can really get a lot. You know, you factor in a Beltran as teams are starving for a bat. The Giants would love, they love Beltran, and they'd love to get him back, and they would pay that big price for Carlos Beltran because they believe with the starting pitching and the bullpen that they have that they could really cement themselves a deep postseason run if they add Carlos Beltran.
It's an even year.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know, let me ask you this. The Cubs, and we talked about the Cubs. Now, Chapman would be a rental, but the reality is if you can mix it up.
They could re-sign him as a free agent if they wanted to. They're Cubs. They got more money. They got all the money in the world.
No question about it. But if the Yankees end up being a dance partner with the Cubs, do you aim for the sky? Do you aim for Kyle Schwarber?
That's what they're going to want. And the Cubs will be willing to part with him, and I'll tell you why. He's not in the lineup this year.
And look at what they're doing.
And that, number one. Number two, there's going to be pressure to win this year. So when you go to the Cubs, you can get him to part with the mother load. Kyle Schwarber would be in the deal, along with some other pieces. And I could see the Cubs making this a big enough deal and dealing back enough to the Yankees. They would actually take both of those left-handed arms, Chapman and Miller.
Yep.
You know, they've got the money, number one. They've got the pieces, number two, without having to take anybody out of their everyday lineup, their rotation, or their current bullpen makeup. It's all going to be guys that are at or near major league ready that just aren't a part of the lineup. A guy like a Kyle Schwarber, who's not a factor this year. Maybe it's some of those depth guys that are up there that are kind of blocked. There's guys at AAA that are blocked. The Yankees could hit the mother load with the Cubs, and they could send almost all, and they could send both of those bullpen guys out of the American League and send them both to one place and get it all done in one shot because the Cubs do have the pieces to pay.
Yeah.
And I could see the same thing with the Dodgers. The Dodgers outside of Jansen have nobody in their bullpen. I could see them trying to get one or both of those pieces. So the Yankees are in a very, very enviable position to turn things around, and there'll be a lot of suitors for those bullpen pieces. I mentioned the Rangers. Their bullpen's the only thing wrong with that team. Their starting pitching has been terrific. Offensively, they are always effective, and that's without Prince Fielder having a great year. So, and they're playing terrific ball, but they know they have to do something about their bullpen, and they're going to. So there'll be a lot of suitors for those Yankees arms, and I think the place to start would be the Cubs because it'd be nice to get them both out of the American League if you do ultimately end up selling.
Yeah, no question about it, and I think they have the most to offer.
They have the most to offer, and they're under the most pressure to do something.
Yep.
Cubs, I mean, there's going to be so much pressure from ownership
we got a chance to win this thing. Let's make it happen.
Yep.
And make it happen at all costs. And all costs will include Kyle Schwarber.
You know, when you look at how they've torn apart that Central 10 up going into yesterday's action, you know, they're going to run away with it, barring catastrophic injury to their pitching staff. The thing is, you don't want it to end up being a big-time disappointment. You know, we can equate it to what happened with Golden State. You don't want to get there with the best record in the National League and then not win at all. And there will be pressure. The boy wonder is no longer a boy, has put it together there. They've done the right thing. They've made the right moves. The opportunity is right there. You don't get a chance to shrug off the goat very often in Chicago. This is their chance. They'll pull the trigger no matter what it takes.
Well said. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more, Bob. It's just going to be interesting to see if the Yankees do sell. You know, and I think they should, but I don't work for the organization, and I don't own the joint. So We'll see what happens.
Well, you should.
I know. I'm a lot smarter than most, and Just ask me, and I'll tell you. Trust me, I am. That said,
good luck with that.
Smartest guy in this room.
And there you go. me too.
Yeah, exactly. You're alone. So am I. What do you say we hit the NBA real quick before we head out the door for a Thursday here and I head out to vacation, because I am going to be scarce for the next couple of weeks. It's all Bob all the time going forward here for the next few weeks here on the Spano and Black Attack as I enjoy my summer. You know, 10 months a year, I'm here on here every day. I'm going to enjoy my summer. A couple of weeks in July, a couple of weeks in August. Bob will take you through. But that said, you know, and he's going to take you through NBA free agency and a whole lot more. That said, rumors, Joakim Noah, looks like there's no other, any other suitors need not bother. It's going to be the Knicks, and the Knicks are going to give him $18 million per year. Wow. I know the numbers are out of whack, but I don't know about this old and decaying Knicks group. Up until this point, I liked what they've done. I don't know about $18 million a year for Joakim Noah. It kind of reeks of desperation, and it reeks of Phil leaving after next year.
Well, I don't know if Phil's going to leave. It certainly reeks of a level of desperation, and understandably so. If they're going to do anything with Carmelo Anthony still on this roster, it has to happen in the next year or two. They're rolling the dice on a not old and decaying, but at least a decaying player in Derrick Rose. They have the future bright in Kristaps Porzingis. They've got to figure out what's going on here. I understand why they're doing it. You and I both noticed a noticeable decline in Joakim Noah's play. A lot of it was injury, but big guys, once they start getting injured, it's also tough to stop that at a certain time. I don't know about the price tag either, but I understand why Phil's overpaying, but this could eerily resemble the Brooklyn Nets roster, and we all saw what happened to them. But really, Phil doesn't have much choice. He didn't have a draft pick this year.
You know, Bob, I don't even know if it's overpaying in this climate. I just know that it's not a price I would pay. Take it for what it is, Bob, but we're getting up against it. I'm going to duck on out of here. I'm done. I'll be back on, July 18th. It's all yours from here, my friend. Take it away. Serve them well. I'll be tanned and rested using plenty of sunscreen while I'm away.
There you go. But good move.
There you go. Bob will tie a bow around it for this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Fun show. A lot of good stuff, a lot of serious stuff as well. Big discussions on Johnny Manziel and also on skin cancer as well. So, you know, as we're approaching the July 4th weekend, be aware of that. I want to thank Joe Buck for coming on board, as well as Dr. Abel Torres, who gave us a lot of 411 on that. You know, one of the things that Joe gave us as well, which people weren't aware of, and I think it's something that's apt and important. You know, when Manziel was coming into the draft, we do our homework. We like certain guys. We don't like certain guys. We proffer our opinions on these guys and try to figure out whether or not they're going to be viable players in the National Football League. And both Joe and I agreed that Manziel, although he didn't have necessarily the perfect mechanics and the ultimate arm strength and all of that kind of good noise, was certainly a winning football player. But you just had Joe Buck drop on us that, you know, in his conversations leading up to the draft, and as somebody who talks to GMs and coaches and players before, during, and after games, it had gotten around that his coaches at A&M said stay away from him. Jerry Jones was literally pinned to the chair by his son because he was going to draft Johnny Manziel, and his son had the conversations, and he said no. The Rams passed on him. They needed a quarterback as desperately as anybody. They said no. Cleveland was the only one that bit. And now we understand why. This has been going on with Johnny Manziel for a long, long time. Not something that's easily corrected. Not something that's a short-term thing. But something that's going to be have to be dealt with sooner rather than later if he's going to survive as a human being, let alone a football player. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Thanks again to our guests. Thanks to Robert for keeping it all on the air. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Adios.